Hey, if we want to build the future, we're gonna need something.
Like a high-speed internet connection that can turn my ideas into reality.
Like the skills to become the world's most powerful coder.
The resources to make more films with people who look like me.
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 Like the tools to start my sustainable shoe business.
Way more space to collaborate.
Yeah, that's better.
Through Project Up, Comcast is committing $1 billion to open doors for the next generation so they can build a future of unlimited possibilities.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, everyone. How's it going? Welcome to Fitness Revolution with Coach Shay here. It's Black History Month, y'all. So this is an exciting month. Obviously, it's very important to celebrate this month, to highlight the wins and to talk about some of the things that we go through. So as you guys know, this is, we're probably a little over a year now we've been doing this. And so this is the first time I'm going to have a guest on. I know I talked about this last week, but I'm excited. I'm going to have guests on this whole month just to celebrate all the things that wonderful Black people are doing here in the Minnesota as movers and shakers. And so I have a special guest on. She is a doctor. She is a friend of mine. We work out together, and she's doing some amazing things here. She is a school psychologist, which we need, right? We need those faces in the school. We need representation, that how she is organizing special education and consulting with families and schools on, you know, behavior and all the things that are going to make us better. And she also has this, so she is a doctor, but she also owns a consulting business. And she does all this with and through her own as an entrepreneur. And she also has this wonderful card deck game called Master Your Mindset, which is aimed to for positivity with adults and children. So without further ado, let's welcome in Dr. Jaslyn Page. Welcome, Jaslyn.
Good afternoon, Shay. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So I know all the great things you're doing in the community, in the schools, working with families. And we're so happy to have you as a, you're my first guest for Fitness Revolution.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never had a guest. It's usually just me and the air.
So now you have a face to look at, I'm sure. Usually
yeah,
talking to yourself.
All the time. Yeah, that's special. So yeah, so I was excited. I know you and I had connected a few weeks ago, and I always talk about this subject that we're talking about. And as we hone in on what Fitness Revolution is, just for some, maybe some people that have never listened to my podcast. So it's not just about fitness physical, but it's about the wellness overall of your well-being. So as I always say, racial health and equity through the lens of fitness, wellness, and nutrition, as we nourish and energize and wellness to our bodies and minds and bodies and souls, there's a lot of components that come with that. And the thing you and I were talking about was, drumroll,
right?
Support our friend's business, right? Especially yes. Here in Minnesota. So let's just jump right in, Jaslyn. What are your thoughts on that? How are you being supported or not?
Or not, right?
Yeah, let's get into it.
I guess I've just really seen a pattern in the sense that other people that are in the same space. So I feel like you and I, as entrepreneurs, that we have a different lens than other people. And we understand that a like, a comment, a share, those things go very far. And it seems as though unless people are in that space, that they find it very difficult to support people in that way for those simple things. And that's just one thing that I really noticed. And so I find myself like trying to connect more with entrepreneurs and people that have their own businesses because they have an understanding of how big those connections and networks have to do with our business. And I just see myself getting more support from entrepreneurs and people in the same space that may not even be my friend than people that I actually know and may have even seen me on this journey and know how hard it's taken to get there. But I don't know if it's because they're not in that space that they can't fully understand that. I don't know. It's just a weird feeling that I get in the sense of sharing my business and asking people to support that. It's been coming more easy from people that I do not know.
Exactly. And that's always been, I'm just going to completely agree. That's always been the case with me too. I've always noticed that the people that support me most, I don't know. I know I'm on social media. I know I'm, you know, when they see me out, they're like, hey, oh my God, I get to meet you. And I'm like, I was just out with 10 girlfriends and ain't none of y'all shared nothing. You didn't buy nothing. You didn't share nothing. You didn't support. You know, sometimes there's even those little digs like, oh, that's cute, that little thing you did. And you're like,
Yes.
Yeah. So, and real quick, I want to ask you this. Do you feel that you get more support from your Black girlfriends, or do you get it from outside of, you know, our culture?
I feel like, again, that's like a toss up. I feel like those that are in the same space as I am, I do, in the sense of understanding the role as being an entrepreneur, someone who maybe is in the business field. Right. But in terms of overall support, I will have to say that I have received more giving support from white women. And I noticed that when I started my business, it was something, it's outside of the norm for my field as a school psychologist. Typically you work for a school district and that's what you do. Like when I started my business, I was really just like grasping for ideas, trying to find people to connect with. I couldn't find any other school psychologist that was doing this on their own. So once I started on social media, once again, I started getting women, white women that would reach out to me in my DMs asking me to consult with them in regards to my business. And also in line with that, they also immediately were like, send me your price to have this consulting call. And I was just like, whoa, that never happens, right? Because typically right. I get someone that's like, come get coffee with me. And then all of a sudden it's like a consulting meeting that I had no clue about. And I'm like,
I'm going to do the air quotes. Can I pick your brain? The famous, exactly. Can I pick it? And you're like, do you want to pick this $100,000 a tab that I paid for this school?
Exactly. So that is the biggest difference I've seen. And I've kind of spoke to a little bit on social media. I know that was something that we kind of commented on. And I did have a couple people that even reach out and even sent me money, like on Cash App, after me saying that, because they were like, oh, I didn't even realize, or I didn't think about it. I'm just like, you didn't think about it? Like, you're asking my expertise on something that I went to school for. It's just like grabbing a doctor, say, I just want to pick your brain about something.
Yeah, but there's no pay.
No pay. There's no way can go to your medical doctor and do that.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. So I completely understand. I get the same thing all the time. So I can relate, because it's like you'll be out with 10 girlfriends and y'all ain't shared nothing. But, you know, it will get, oh, that's so nice, you know, and I feel like it takes like, oh, once they realize the level you're at, right, they got to see it to really believe in it. And for us as Black women, I don't know what that divide is or what that the doubt is. I feel it's doubt. Like, you know, and I'm going to get nitty gritty because I can't do this, you know, like white is right. And it's like, well, Black is right, too. Because we went to the same school, right? I know you went to the U of M. So that was the same schooling that you did as anyone else. And so I appreciate, because I know we support each other's businesses, but it's sometimes hard here in Minnesota to connect women that can genuinely relate to what you're going through, but also support that journey along the way, because it's really important for the spaces that we're in, right, to be represented well. And I know you're doing that with everything you're doing. With that being said, when you're working inside the schools and you're dealing with other women of color, do you feel, is there a different type of relationship or feedback you get during that work?
I will say I have more, well, I won't even say that. I would say it's almost like equal amount of negative interactions that I've actually had with Black women as well as middle-aged white women in regards to my own education and being like them being corrected about something or not being wrong. In terms of Black women, it's more of like an authority piece. So in most of my schools that I'm in, there aren't very many people in my field, one, as a Black psychologist, two, then adding on the business piece, then adding on the doctorate. So when I enter the room, regardless of how friendly I am, regardless of the relationships that I have with the students, regardless of the work that I do as a school psychologist, I still can be met with sort of like a wall or some negativity towards the information that I'm giving. And I mean, there could be a slew of things that it could stem from, but a lot of times it's like, I'm not here, I'm not in competition with you, I'm trying to work with you. And a lot of times it feels like a competition between each other. And automatically I think that they believe that I think that I'm better than them, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's always that. It's like, I didn't say that I was better than you. You said that type of thing. And it's just like, I'm just here to do my job. And you take my position as a threat to you in the work that you do. And I'm trying to work together. So it's really tough, actually, because I feel as though I don't have the space or the capacity even within the workspace to get that support from anyone.
And I completely agree with you 100%. We're not in competition, and it feels like we are a lot of times. And it's a space that it gets, for me, it makes me, you know, I've told you, I just back up. I disappear, you know, I will disappear in a second because I'm just, that's not the way I think. I think there's room for all of us. I celebrate all Black women, women of color, and white women. I support women on our journey for what we're doing. So it does, I would say it used to hurt my feelings. I'm like, why don't they want to support me? Why did they think? And that's not, you know what? It's just like my dad said, people don't, you know, they like Jesus Christ. They may not like you. So sometimes they don't have the capacity to support each other because that's something they're missing inside themselves. They're looking, what they see in you is what they want themselves. Instead of saying, you're doing a great job, Dr. Jaslyn, it's just like, I'm going to give her a harder time to see if she can handle it.
It makes me think about, I always, I actually had made something I was going to post, and then I just was like, maybe I just needed to get that out on my own. You know how you write something, and I was like, okay, I don't need to
delete.
I was like, just delete it. But when you said that, it just reminded me of this internal conversation that I had in regards to why is it so hard for us to let someone know that they inspired us. Or that
I like that
motivated us. Like, why is that so hard to do? Rather that, I know social media is just such a big thing, but a lot of times things do stem from that. And it's like, maybe you got an idea, or maybe you've seen something that I said or shared, and you're like, you know what? I really love that you said that. That inspired me to do X, Y, and Z. And so I've just kind of seen that in a few people, too, that I know that it's just hard for people to say that. And instead of saying that at all, they may not say anything. They may actually completely ignore whatever the information that you shared and then use it then as their own. So I personally started to let people know when they inspired me. I tried something. This Black woman that I follow on Instagram, she was making something, and then when I went to make it, I was thinking of that post. I thought of her. So I just said, oh, I did this inspired by this person, right? Love because that. I know that was, you know, something that I was inspired by her. But I just see that it's very hard for people to say that to one another.
I think it is. And I think we all inspire each other. We all learn from each other. And that's what it's here for, right? Like you said, social media is there to look, oh, they're doing something great. You don't have to do it just like them. You can just take a little piece and then create your own, because everyone has learned from someone. And I think if we keep that mantra going, then we can actually build more together, because it's going to be hard to y'all, for y'all listen, to work against each other. you do not get further. I'm the queen of partnerships. I'm all for them. I think we all bring something to the table and you learn so much from each other, right? There's, you know, I don't do any of your line of work on that level. You're coaching families and you're a doctor and you're building, you know, a platform throughout the Twin Cities that is needed and underrepresented. And so celebrate that. Be like, you know what? Like you said, oh, I heard about this position or this contract. You should do that. How often do you get that from one of your sisters? So that's, you know, that's the biggest thing of all. I think for those listening, just reach out, say you inspired me. Thank you for being a role model, right? I think it's sometimes hard for people to look at, oh, this is my peer and they're a role model.
Right.
It's hard for them to say, right? Because there's enough room for all of us. We don't have to be crabs in a barrel.
We do not.
So before we go, please tell everyone where they can find you, where they can get your game, all that.
Yeah. Okay. So again, my business is called Page Psychological Consulting, which you can find my Instagram, also Page Psych Consulting on Instagram. In terms of my website, it is pagepsychconsulting.com. And on there, as Shay mentioned, I have affirmation card decks called Master Your Mindset. So this is to instill positivity, build self-esteem for children and adults. From working with children and adults, I just have seen, especially in our Black and Brown communities, that we struggle with. We just talked about struggle with lifting other people up. But I also think that that stems from being able to lift yourself up. And so the affirmation card decks are used to instill that within yourself, something that's a 30-day set. So you can do affirmations every single day, help to instill that. Again, that's pagepsychconsulting.com.
That's amazing. So just so you know, I've bought 2 sets from her. And then I've received 2 sets. I don't think I've ever told you that as gifts.
No. Oh, you did? Really? That's
from different people. So, yeah. So I have them. You guys should have them. And then I gifted one. So I gifted one to my guy. And then I keep one at my house. So I love them. I think they're amazing. It's something very creative and unique and just something to uplift your day. Turn that card over. I'm like, you know, I got this. And keep it going. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jasmine Page. As you heard, you can get in touch with her if you need a great, you know, doctor for your school that's, you know, something different. Please reach out to her. As always, this is Fitness Revolution with Shay, and inhale the positive, exhale the negative. See you next week. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas, but achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.